Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Wyatt, the Titans beat reporter from TitansOnline.com, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well this morning.
We're doing well. So give me a lowdown on the Tennessee Titans. Let's just start with expectations for this upcoming season.
Well, I mean, a lot remains to be seen. I mean, this is a team, obviously, that has made great strides in recent years, won nine games last year, went to the playoffs, won a playoff game in Kansas City. It was the team's first playoff win since 2003. And with some nice additions like Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis, certainly they're – high expectations in Nashville, but a lot of changes have taken place. In addition to those guys, got a brand new coach in Mike Vrabel, brand new offense in Matt LaFleur as the coordinator. Lots being asked of guys is different than years past. And then you've got an improved division where the Texans should be better with Deshaun Watson back. The Colts should be better with Andrew Luck back. Jacksonville, obviously, much improved team. So it's a tougher division. So while things look like they could be another step in the right direction, it's not going to be easy, and a lot of things are also going to have to come together this season as well.
So, when you talk about getting a playoff win the first time in a long time for this team, usually something like that gives your team a shot in the arm, and you come back with a lot of certainty. Like you said, new head coach, there's a lot of things to watch for this Titans team. Is there still, as you had mentioned, there's still a lot of uncertainty. Does the uncertainty strictly come from their own team or within the division and getting quarterbacks within the division, like you had mentioned, or is there something else that goes along with it? And because they do have some decent weapons. They do have, like you said, Marcus Mariota. They've got Blaine Gabbert. They've got, guys like Taylor and Davis and Sharp and Campanaro. I mean, they've got some weaponry there. They've got a good tight end combination. So what is the Achilles heel of this team?
Well, I think, they've got some things that need to develop. I mean, obviously, you don't make a coaching change after a 9-7 season and a playoff win unless you felt like some things needed to improve. And I think with Mike Mularkey, the previous coach, I just think, the feeling was that there was more out there with Marcus Mariota. He didn't have as good of a year last year as he's had in previous seasons. I think a new offense will allow him to do more, but he certainly is having to adjust to a lot of changes. And he's got a very young receiving core. All these guys are going to be playing tonight are guys with not a lot of experience you're going to see. Taywan Taylor is just heading into a second year. Tajay Sharp just has 1 year experience. A lot of young guys are going to play. Corey Davis has been nicked up during camp. Don't know that he's playing tonight. Rishard Matthews, the veteran receiver on the team, has not played, has not been on the practice field since May. So those are some concerns. You've still got some questions on the offensive line where Jack Conklin, the team's right tackle, who was an all-pro in his rookie year, he tore his ACL in the playoff game in New England. He hasn't practiced all offseason and is still on PUP. New coaches on each side of the ball. So a lot of changes. And yes, the division is better, but the Titans have got to sort through some things too. And they're still kind of working through some of that here during the training camp and now here into the preseason.
As much as I want to see the progression of Marcus Mariota, I don't think we're going to see much of him tonight. But you've also got the debut of Matt LaFleur, who was hired as the offensive coordinator. He comes over from the Rams. So what is my question is, I guess, did they bring him in specifically because of Marcus Mariota and to open up this offense a little bit?
Yeah, that's the main part of it. What's kind of unique is that he didn't call plays with Sean McVay with the Rams, but he did get to call the fourth preseason game last season with the Rams, and it was against the Packers here in Lambeau. So he's coming back here to call the game for the first time as an OC with the Titans. And I think the offense will be designed to take advantage of Mariota's skill set more. I mean, He's going to distribute. He's got, you know, not only the receivers I mentioned, but what should be a pretty good run game with Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry. But mainly, yeah, I think LaFleur, a young guy whose personality matches well with Mariota, pretty innovative, has been around some really good play callers during his career. He actually interviewed for the head coaching job with the Titans before Mike Vrabel was hired. That's how much the front office and the ownership thought of him. So I think it's a good pairing with Mariota. Yeah, it's still a work in progress. I mean, I'm watching him from May on the practice field up until now, it's improved, but it's not where it needs to be yet. The defense has won most days on the practice field, but you can tell that the decision-making is quick with Mariota. I think he's getting more comfortable. I think as the season goes on, you're going to see him get better and better.
I know first-round pick Rashawn Evans not going to play, but a guy that I was really high on in the draft, and I was kind of hoping the Packers might end up with him, is Harold Landry. This guy should be fun to watch. How has he done in camp thus far?
He's done well. I mean, it's been an adjustment for him. I mean, he's coming in after a really good career at Boston College, and he's facing Taylor Lewan, who's one of the top left tackles in the league, just got a new contract extension this offseason. And he has struggled, you know, trying to get off blocks against him. He's had some other moments in camp where he's flashed. He's been in the backfield. I think he is kind of a game-wrecking type player. And I'm anxious to see myself how he does against somebody else. I think they were fortunate to get him. They moved up to get him in the second round. I do think those two guys, you mentioned Evans, I think the two of them are going to really be good players for years to come. But I think Landry has a chance, you know, playing behind Arakpo, playing behind Morgan, kind of in a rotation with those guys. I think he's got a chance to make a good impact even as a rookie.
I really like I want to call it the passion or the energy in that secondary. It's going to be interesting. Without Aaron Rodgers playing tonight, you're going to have Brett Hundley, and you're also going to have DeShone Kizer going up against the MMCNB crew. And for those that don't know what that means, it basically stands for the My Man Catches No Balls for that secondary in Tennessee. This is going to be a fun bunch to watch this year. They're going to rely heavily on that secondary to create turnovers.
Yeah, and it's been the strength of the team in practices, if you ask me. I mean, Malcolm Butler's been great. He's got at least four picks in training camp. You know, had one on the very first day. He's a tone setter. You know, Kevin Byard, all-pro safety who led the league in takeaways last year, is back. Logan Ryan, Adoree Jackson, a couple of more corners. It's a pretty feisty group. You know, I saw Kerry Combs just a little while ago in the team hotel. He was wearing one of those T-shirts. The My Man Catches No Ball T-shirts, that came from him. That's kind of his challenge to the group, and it's kind of, taken on a life of its own in Nashville. But it's an exciting group. I do think it's a deep group. It took a hit early in camp when Jonathan Cyprien, who should have been the starting strong safety this season, he suffered an injury, a torn ACL that had to be replaced. But I think the team was lucky that a guy like Kenny Vaccaro, fully with the Saints, was around. He just joined the team, has been practicing this week. I think he'll play tonight, but I think that's a really good group. They're not going to play much tonight, but I think going into the season, people ask me about what the strengths of this Titans team are. I always start off with the secondary because I think you've got a really good mix of veterans and some rising stars that are young guys as well.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you, Jacksonville last year 10-6, Tennessee, as you had mentioned, gets into the postseason 9-7, two bad teams that had a lot of injuries, Indianapolis and Houston trying to rebound from 4-12 records. Who ends up winning this division? Do the Tennessee Titans better what they did last year?
Well, I think certainly potential is there. I mean, it's tough for me to not pick the team to win the division since I'm working for the team now, but I also have to respect the other teams in the division. And, you know, Titans beat Jacksonville both times last year, but Jacksonville, you know, in my mind, should have gone to the Super Bowl. They had the Patriots beat. They let that game slip away in the fourth quarter. So, you know, that they are going to be a tough team to deal with. I saw the Texans put up 57 points against the Titans in Houston when Deshaun Watson was playing. They were completely different without him, obviously. So they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out. And then Indianapolis has really dominated this series against the Titans when Luck's in there at quarterback. He's supposed to be back, so they're going to be tougher to beat after the Titans swept him last year. I think the Titans definitely have potential, you know, have the chance and a great opportunity to win this division, but they're going to have to play well. They're going to have to stay healthy. Already three guys on IR from training camp, so you can't have that trend continue, and you're going to have to be able to win the close games.
Jim, always a pleasure. We appreciate you coming on with us for a couple of minutes and look forward to talking to you down the road, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Jim Wyatt from the Titans Online website, titansonline.com, the Titans beat reporter, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.